Heavy downpours have lashed South Korea for a ninth day as rescue workers struggle to search for survivors in landslides, buckled homes and swamped vehicles. At least 40 people have died, dozens injured and more than 10,000 evacuated from their homes since July 9 when heavy rain started pounding the country. The severest damage has been concentrated in South Korea's central and southern regions. In the center, hundreds of rescue workers, including divers, have continued to search for survivors in a muddy tunnel where about 15 vehicles, including a bus, got trapped in a flash flood that may have filled up the passageway within minutes. The government's deployed nearly 900 rescue workers to the tunnel, who have so far pulled up over a dozen people. It's not immediately clear how many people were in the submerged cars. I'm Charles de Letesma.